Yeah, this was Slay. So fishing.
Yeah.
Like, just any conversation is literally fishing, bro. Mm-hmm. It's like you leave some shit out and then see if they're gonna take it. And if they take it, you got them. It's like dating. Like, yeah. Any single girl you put in like a conversation, mm-hmm. you're really just trying to like reel some shit out.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Whether it be like interests, yeah. hobbies, whatever they get excited about. Mm-hmm. Boom. Once you got them, you got them.
You know what fishing reminds me of?
What?
Have you watched Hustlers?
Hustler, the one with
Constance Wu.
Yeah, the girl from Fresh Off the Boat. Yeah, I know.
Constance Wu, Cardi B, and Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
So what they're fishing in the movie was, because mm-hmm. they're all strippers, right? Mm-hmm. And then they have to try, in 2008, there was like a crash in like the financial district, and like all the big spenders weren't going to the strip club no more, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they had to go fishing. Mm-hmm. So what they did was they got a guy in the bar, right? And he was just chilling. One girl would talk to him and be like, oh, here are my sisters, right? Mm-hmm. Boom, fishing begins. They order drinks, they drug him.
Yeah, they roofie him.
Yeah, they roofie him with some like ketamine or some shit.
Yeah.
And they take him back to the club, swipe the credit card, we're rich.
That's fucked, bro. I know. But the whole point of that story was like those stock market people were taking advantage of the middle class.
For sure.
So if you think about it, it's almost like a karma thing. Mm-hmm. So they finesse you that way and then they're finessing them the other way.
Yeah, exactly. It's like those Wall Street people are just stealing money. So why the strippers are like, why not just steal the money from them?
Yeah.
They're coming into the clubs with loose money.
Yeah. And it becomes like a thing of once one person does something bad, it's just a constant chain. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like how does it end? Is it always just gonna be you just like trying to get your bite of it, or is it gonna be like a point where somebody's like turn the other cheek? What do you think?
To be honest, I think it just ends when somebody goes to jail or gets arrested or someone snitches.
But even then, like, do you think, okay, let's say there's like some hereditary part of that where like your kids want revenge on whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you hear all the time, like, whether there's like a gang beef mm-hmm. or a family feud.
Yeah.
And then they carry down the beef of years and years ago.
Yeah.
Like Romeo and Juliet type of thing.
Yeah.
Or
Kanye Drake.
Nah, not Kanye and Drake. There's this famous one, Hatfields and McCoys. You ever heard about that?
Oh, yeah, I've heard
about
that.
The Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah.
It's pretty much like the Capulets and the Montagues mm-hmm, in Romeo and Juliet, Thanks. Where they're still holding that beef. But I remember there's a quote in Naruto.
Yeah.
There's a quote in Naruto. And I think, was it Naruto that said it? He's like, we shouldn't hold on to the problems of our past mm-hmm. because that's not our fight.
Yeah, to
that's
be
not
honest.
Our fight.
Yeah.
It's something like that. Something deep. Denzel told me it on the last episode.
Yeah, yeah. Because to be honest, fam, I'm not associated with them, mm-hmm. unless it's like really bad, like you killed my father, then boom, we have beef for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That, right? But if it's just some petty, got into an argument in the 1900s and now it's 2020 and there's still beef going on, that's so, nah, just cut it, man.
I know.
Drake and Kanye, man.
Yeah, and the worst is like family. Yo, I swear, like, I don't understand how people get into family beef like that.
Family, like, what like, do you
family
mean?
Family feuds. You know what I mean? Because I don't know. I can't see like me fighting with my sister over something dumb. I could never let that happen.
Yeah.
Get me?
Maybe it's just that we come from a Filipino background. It's like, you gotta, parents, I swear Filipino parents train you to like, okay, you guys might fight during, when you guys are young, obviously.
Yeah.
But when you guys get older, you have to have each other's backs. Like, that's the main moral, mm-hmm. right? Like, Filipino is all about family, right?
Yeah.
We have the fam jams. We have,
Yeah, we even get back to like the family back home, exactly. like buying boxes, all that.
Exactly. I swear like the average age for a Filipino guy to get out the house is mad old because they just want to stay with the family.
Is it? Yeah, actually,
yeah,
you're right.
Like, I know bare Filipinos that are still like already graduated college that are still staying with their parents just because the parents still want them to be there.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Because Filipinos are smart. They're like, don't, why spend money on an apartment? You can just stay with us.
That's facts. My mom doesn't want me to leave.
Same. And I won't. If you guys are still paying the bills and I just have to pay like half,
yeah.
I'm good with that.
Word. But I think there's the problem. This is the problem.
Independency?
Is the independency, and then when you want to start your own family. Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah.
How do you make that step though? That's like a step into the unknown, feel me?
It's like all those big risks, like we're still scared to take. Because we've only been babied our whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You know what though? Mm-hmm. As much as we do say Filipinos don't like to take risks, a lot of them do, bro. A lot of them do. Now that I'm thinking about it, a lot of us have aspirations, bro. It's just like they don't take off sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But we still try it.
No. But even looking back, like those fam jams, like for example, karaoke parties where they're singing and shit.
Yeah.
Fam, all the time, we're always bigging them up. yo, be an actress, go to film, be an actress, be an actor, whatever.
I swear that's
be
bullshit. A singer. That's bullshit. They're like, oh, that's only a compliment to give at because they're probably drunk. They're like, oh, you're a good singer. You should go into acting. Like, go.
You
go.
Think it's just for jokes?
Yeah, it's not serious. It's never serious. Because in the back of their mind, whenever I have a career talk with my parents, mm-hmm. it's always like, finish school, do that thing. Even though like, oh, I have bare passions. Yeah, you can do that. Mm. But remember.
yeah.
Safe, be safe.
True. I don't know. But I guess it's different with every family.
For sure.
And yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah. But going to like Christmas,
yeah,
Filipino jabs. This the Christmas. Yo, let's drop this on the Saturday. Can we do that?
Yeah, I could probably do that. I'm off school now, yeah.
Okay.
So exams are done.
Dropping this on Christmas Day, yo.
Congrats Christmas on everyone Day. That just finished school, man. Have a chill break, you know.
What's your favorite Christmas memory? I think we said it before, but like let's rehash.
Okay, hold on. My favorite Christmas memory that I said before was getting my first phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. It's hard thinking of memories on the spot.
I think what I miss the most, because I'm looking back now, what's different from this type of generation to before.
Yeah.
One thing I really, really miss, bro,
yeah.
is just like hide and seek in the house, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That never happens no more. That never happens.
Obviously, because we're too big for that.
Yeah, but I don't know, because my cousins were still older at the time and they would still play too.
Yeah, but they were hanging out with like little kids. So they're like, let's make it fun. Right?
No, but I have little cousins. Do you not have little cousins?
Nah, we're all grown up.
Oh, I guess I'm the older. I'm the older, right? So
your whole family tree still reproducing?
Yeah, it is.
Damn.
It is, bro.
Yeah, to be honest, ours, there's only like one or two.
Like little kids.
Yeah, they just stopped reproducing. They're like, fuck the kids, man.
So one or two, do they believe in Santa?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, obviously.
Because my uncle...
Why?
This was funny. Because my uncle, right, every single Christmas, he would make fun of my other cousins that open their Santa gifts. I saw your mom packing that.
Nah.
We were at Costco.
Nah, that's so weird. No, why? That just ruins the whole mood of it, bro.
No, but it's jokes. That's kind of like our family humor. It's kind of dark like that. It's kind of dark, but it's funny. It's funny, yeah, right?
Bro, if that happened at my fam jams, bro, everyone would be cheesed.
What?
Because we like giving the kids imaginations.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
it
okay.
It just ruins
okay.
it, you know?
But what's funny, because he has kids now.
Oh, okay.
Because he has kids now. Before, he didn't have kids. You know, Santa's whatever. Santa's fake.
Bro, the kid comes straight at the room. He sits him down. He's like, okay, Tooth Fairy, fake. That's just me putting money out of the pillow. Santa Claus, that's just me and your mom.
Your relative said that?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, okay. That's how I found out.
Really?
Because my mom came in my room. No, my mom came in my room and like I opened my eyes and she was putting money under my pillow.
Oh yeah. Shit! No, I had a similar story too. But my story is like she. Okay, I wrote a letter, fam. You don't write letters to the Tooth Fairy, right?
Yeah. What the?
I just did it because I wanted some extra cash because I wanted to get what was it? It was like Pokemon Diamond.
Oh,
Pokemon
yeah.
Diamond. I really wanted to get that.
Yeah.
So I wrote a note like I wanted extra cash so I can get it, right?
Yeah.
So I left the note. Blah blah. Greedy. I'm sleeping, and then. I guess I woke up a little bit earlier.
Uh-huh.
So you know those ones where you pretend to sleep?
Oh,
where you
yeah,
have to pretend.
Yeah,
so I heard my mom like move in and then like leave the $20. She put $20 like on my desk or something. Yeah. I didn't put it on my pillow. I put it on the desk.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I remember like, oh, okay, this is it. Like I'm gonna close my eyes. Just pretend.
Yeah.
Just pretend. Cause I know the moment I open my eyes.
It's gonna be there.
It's wraps.
Yeah, yeah.
It's wraps. You open your eyes, she sees you. Ah, it's not real.
It's not real.
It's
yeah.
It's not facts. Real. You're not getting the money, bro. Nah,
okay. Yeah. But anyways, fuck. You know how you said Christmas are a bit different now?
Yeah.
On Christmas, if your family still has little children,
yeah.
or you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, Christmas is way more exciting.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, because if you're in single,
bing,
no, if you're single or like you still have no kids, like all you see around you is people happy and shit like that, and it just adds to like
oh the, so the if you're single depression. If yeah. you're single it's not fun
because I researched and like during Christmas is one of the highest rates of suicide.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I see that though because everything is like plastered everywhere. It's like commercialized, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The marketing is crazy for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Even in the Philippines, like I believe they start celebrating Christmas in November.
Yeah.
right? A whole month before, bro.
I know.
They're celebrating. They have Christmas trees and shit up.
In the Philippines, right?
Yes.
Yeah, usually Philippines late to everything, but only Christmas.
They're mad early, right?
They love that
they're
shit.
They're mad early. Okay, yeah. Wait. I have a theory, though. It's not so much a theory, but it's like a dark meaning behind the colors of Christmas lights.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, so if you think about it, where did Christmas lights come from anyway?
Christmas lights. I don't know.
They just do it. So they actually originated from candles. Mm. So to grant wishes for the new year and for the winter solstice, they would put candles out, right?
Okay.
Now, Christmas lights, when they were adopted with the bulbs, at first, they started putting them with messages. So if you had red lights, the red lights were actually supposed to ward off evil spirits.
Oh,
the dark energy that lurks around, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, blue lights was supposed to represent one of your family members that had passed away in a war. Oh. So during, I think, World War I and World War II, that's when these lights were popularized.
Yeah.
And instead of putting like the red, white, or green lights, they would put blue lights to represent that they're mourning a loss.
Yeah.
Because they can't celebrate it with them. And then the green, what do you think green is?
I was going to say money.
kind of. Like,
it is?
Like good fortune.
Oh, they want good fortune to come to the house.
Yeah, good fortune. And it's supposed to represent life. It's supposed to represent like new beginnings, right?
Okay, yeah.
So if you think, looking back, like we just use these type of decorations and we just think like, oh, it's just there because.
It's just there.
Because remember I did that theory with the mushrooms, right?
Okay.
And how the reason we put gifts underneath the tree is because of the Amanita muscaria. Yeah, they grow at the bottom of the pine tree, right?
You love saying that word, huh?
Yeah. So I did a clip on it, right? Uh-huh. On my other TikTok.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most popular comments was like, where else are we supposed to put the tree? On the top of the tree? Like, no, that's not the point. That's not the point of the theory, right?
Yeah.
Do you get me though?
No, I get it.
Because why are you asking if we're supposed to put it at the bottom of the tree? No, the real question is, why do we even put gifts at a tree anyway? Why do we even celebrate with a tree anyway in the first place? And everybody's like, nah, this is cap, blah, blah, blah. Bro, look at it. Has nothing to do with the birth of Christ.
You know what I found out too?
Yeah.
You know candy canes, right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to symbolize Jesus.
How?
Did you know that?
How?
Because fam, first of all, the J, it's shaped like a J, so that symbolizes
Jesus. That's why?
Nah. No, there's more. So the white on the candy cane is supposed to represent his innocence.
Yeah.
And what do you think the red symbolizes?
Oh,
His blood.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I heard a similar theory, but it was for the shepherds.
Shepherds.
So the canes.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, because it's tied into the shepherds that came to the nativity.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So check this out. Another one.
Okay.
Frosty the Snowman. Where the f*** did Frosty the Snowman come from?
I mean, winter, you make snowmans. So they probably, it's a fictional character that they just made up to like, for commercialism, huh?
So check this out, bro.
What?
So the original Frosty the Snowman like character
was evil.
Has really, really dark origins, fam.
I knew it.
So if you think about it, a snowman coming to life, right?
Yeah.
Like that's already like some supernatural shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the original story where these kids, they decided we want to build a snowman and bring it to life.
Okay.
Now, what did they use for the eyes? Coal. Now, Santa Claus, when you're naughty or nice, what do you get?
Oh, coal.
You get coal. So that means the kids were what?
They're bad?
They're naughty kids, right?
Yeah.
They're naughty kids with evil intentions. So what did they give Frosty the Snowman to hold?
What did they give him?
A broomstick.
That's
remember?
A thing?
Yeah, they gave him a broomstick. And then he had the pipe and the hat, right?
Oh, yeah, he did have.
So a broomstick. Is very, very common in a lot of pagan rituals, especially for witchcraft, bro.
Yeah.
That's why witches fly on broomsticks.
Yeah.
So listen, bro, when they brought Frosty the Snowman to life, look at the OG like cartoons for it. Mm-hmm. These kids are holding hands in a circle.
Yeah.
And then chanting, bro. Almost like a conjuring, fam.
Yo, I never looked at it like that, bro.
But look, the coal, right? The coal is obviously like, why would kids just randomly have coal?
Yeah.
They don't just randomly have coal. They were given coal for Christmas because it's Christmas time. So that's that's some evil intentions.
That's different. No, because I thought you were going with a story because there was a crime story.
Yeah.
Where a guy who was murdered, the murderer put that guy's body in a
snowman?
In a snowman.
Oh,
So that's what I thought you were going with. It's like it originated from that story in like the 1900s.
Yeah.
And like that's why he came alive, because there's an actual body in Frosty the Snowman.
Nah. Wait, when did this happen? When did this?
I read it in an article. It was like, there's a book on it.
Really?
Yeah, it was like The Man in the Snow Angel or some shit like that.
Real damn.
Yeah.
That's what. But bro, have you ever watched the movie? The Frosty Snowman movie?
Yeah.
I
hate it. It gives me a weird
vibe. It's trash, right? It's trash. And if you look at it with like a more mature mindset,
yeah,
like the things they're doing, right when he comes to life,
yes,
the first thing he does is like he sees a police officer and then he just ignores him. Remember?
Yeah, yes, bro. He's working with the ops.
Yeah, yeah. He's like disregarding police authority.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then what else did he do? He freaking, bro, do you remember when the little girl, he convinced the little girl to come with him to the North Pole by himself?
Oh,
just him and the little girl.
I don't remember that.
And the girl, she was like freezing with hypothermia, but Frosty had her in her arm, or had her in his arms, and was just like trekking through the North Pole, bro.
Okay, yeah, that's different. Like, why? That's different. Saying all Christmas things are weird, because remember we were talking about what's that song? Oh, baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, cold. Yeah.
Bro,
from Elf.
Yeah, that song is rapey.
Yeah, it's rapey, bro.
What the fuck?
It's rapey.
No, because what was the lyric? It was
this drink. Tastes funny or something?
This drink tastes funny or something. But it's saying in such a like a melodic, like calm way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I could just imagine, baby, it's cold outside. And then like he puts the fucking drugs.
That's what it's about. It's about literally the girl going to this guy's house.
Yeah.
And then he's convincing her to stay overnight because it's cold out. Just stay here with me.
Oh,
you know, I'm on some rapey. I better go. But and then he's like, but it's cold.
Oh my God, just come inside.
Yeah, hell exactly. No. Exactly.
Hell no.
Bro, there's so much shit with Christmas that it's not even related to the birth of Christ, nativity, whatever.
I know.
And a lot of it has some dark meanings, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So look at gingerbread houses.
Gingerbread houses.
Why the f do we make gingerbread houses?
Okay, hold on. Let me think. Gingerbread houses?
Gingerbread houses? From where?
I don't know.
Okay, the first ever like sighting of a gingerbread house was from the story. What was it called? Hansel and Gretel. You remember that?
Oh, when they got killed by the old
witch,
lady?
The witch in the gingerbread house, right?
Yeah.
So it was kind of like a lure for kids to come in.
Yeah.
Because it's made of candy and shit, right? Mm-hmm. So that's like the first ever sighting of gingerbread.
Yeah.
But they dated it back, gingerbread itself, right?
Mm, yeah.
Just the act of making gingerbread. Did you know only certain people could make gingerbread at the time if they had a license to, and they were part of like this union?
What?
Yeah.
Why?
So take this in. So in Dutch tradition, they believed that gingerbread has a lot of spiritual power. So gingerbread men, guess where that shit came from?
I don't know.
Bro, there's a dark origin with gingerbread men, that the reason they make them is for witches to create a man and give it to a lonely woman.
Yeah.
And whatever man that receives this gingerbread and eats it, they will fall in love with that woman. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Nah,
also, the witches will also create their own gingerbread and put a spell on it like a voodoo doll. You know how voodoo doll, if you touch it, you get hurt, right?
You get cursed,
hurt, whatever. So witches would make gingerbread men of their enemies and eat them, and it would
it would
kill them.
It's voodoo in that way.
Kill them or defeat them.
Why the fuck are you searching
this
up?
why are we celebrating this with Christmas? For what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know, we just got all this shit together and just put it together into a nice package.
I know, even the gifts, like the gifts you've given, I've searched up. There's like four myths about some stuff about Christmas. So have you ever got like a scissor or a knife for Christmas?
For Christmas?
Yeah, like you know how people get those cooking supplies for the people?
Okay, but I haven't personally.
Yeah.
But yeah, what does it mean?
Because you're not supposed to get that for someone, because that means your friendship is going to get cut in half.
Really?
Yeah, you're like the person just leaves after that.
Whoa, what the hell? That's like a superstition.
I know, yeah, like a little myth.
Yeah.
And then like you're not supposed to give a person a wallet.
Why?
without any money in it.
Yo, and you know how many times I got that? I got
really?
That many times.
Really?
But why though? What does it mean?
Like, it means that like you're wishing bad luck on that person, that to get no good fortune in the future, no money.
I guess it didn't work. You know,
bing bang, bro. Green bean.
That shit didn't work.
And what else? Oh, you're not supposed to get someone's shoes.
Why?
Because then that person's just gonna walk away from you.
Yo, that's so like That person, that's like some sad boy shit, bro. That's like some sad boy Twitter shit.
And the last one is there's a certain time where you're supposed to put down your Christmas tree.
Really?
Like if you do it too early or too late, the rest of the year you're gonna have bad fortune.
If putting up your Christmas tree?
No, putting down your Christmas tree when Christmas ends.
Well, what time are you supposed to do?
January 5th is supposed to be the best time. I don't know why, mm-hmm. but everyone says that January 5th is the number one day to do it, and for the rest of the year, you'll have good luck.
I don't know if I believe in that.
No, though. It's just superstitions.
Yeah, it's just superstitions. Yeah.
But those are the things that I learned. I was like, oh shit. Mm. I have received shoes, and those friends have walked away from me.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually?
Damn. Got me here, my shoes from Christmas.
Yeah, okay, that's tough.
What do you think happened?
That's tough.
So
that's
it
tough.
Is. It might be real.
I don't. Okay, because the thing is with gifts, right?
Yeah.
I think what it is more of is like the intention when you give it to them.
Yeah.
Rather than like,
because if you don't know these superstitions, you're not gonna believe in it.
but looking back, you're like, oh, that shit makes sense now.
Yeah. But then once you read about it, it's like, oh shit.
Mm.
Yeah. If you really think about it, the wallet thing didn't work for you.
Yeah. The wallet thing. I got a lot of wallets. Mm-hmm. A lot of wallets, yeah. Like growing up,
because even a penny in the wallet will symbolize good luck and good fortune to the person. You can put just 1 cent and it's good. You're blessed.
Yeah, for the New Year's, that's why yeah. I put like hella cash in my pockets for.
Oh,
New
maybe
Year's.
That's why on New Year's it counters it, because we shake money.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you don't do that, then
oh, balances out. It balances out.
Yeah.
So just cancel that shit.
I know.
Okay. What about flying reindeer? You know where those come from? Flying reindeer.
Reindeers?
Just Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer in general.
That's already dark in itself, because Rudolph was bullied.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that whole song of like him being not incorporated with the group, mm-hmm. is just pure bullying. Like we didn't realize that as kids.
Actually, you're right. No, we did kind of realize that as kids. That was kind of the whole message of Rudolph, though. Yeah, it was a good message, fam. It was a good message. Because it was like the deformity or the thing that made him different was actually helpful to Santa Claus.
Yeah, okay.
And made him the hero of the day.
I can see that.
Right? So that was actually a good message.
Yeah. But they bullied him for like his red nose and shit.
Yeah, for his red nose. That's for his red nose.
Where did it come from, though? Do you know?
So flying reindeer, I think we mentioned it before. I don't know for sure.
Okay.
But flying reindeer specifically.
Yeah.
Reindeer are very common in Siberia.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do we find in Siberia? The red and white mushroom, right?
Yeah.
So that shit used to grow under pine trees.
Mm-hmm.
I think you told me this too, didn't you?
I did?
Yeah. Or not, or maybe
in Siberia.
Not. Okay, anyways. So the reindeer, they had like a infatuation for these mushrooms, mm-hmm. and they would eat them all the time.
Okay.
So you can imagine like hella reindeer eating these red,
yeah.
Rudolph the red nose.
Oh shit.
Reindeer, right? Now, yeah. One way for the people to go under like a hallucinogenic trip,
yeah.
was to take the reindeer's urine. Because they've been eating the Amanita muscaria like throughout the whole winter.
Yeah, yeah.
Eventually their urine becomes like hallucinogenic, bro.
Yeah, it just poisons the mushrooms.
Yeah, so they drink that urine, and then they start tripping balls.
I did tell you this.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
was
yeah,
the
yeah.
urine. Yeah, the urine piss.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And they start tripping. So you can imagine uh-huh. all these reindeer around, they're flying.
Yeah,
you see that shit? They're flying.
That's where it comes from.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah, the flying reindeer.
And then the red,
uh-huh.
when they're eating the mushroom mm-hmm. near their face, it might look like a red nose on the reindeer, because you can imagine the reindeer leaning down to eat
oh.
right at the mushroom. You know what I mean?
Oh, I get that still.
That's where it all came from, bro.
Have you ever heard a crazy true, like a true crime Christmas story?
I heard like some ghost stories actually.
No, I'll tell you this like true crime one.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the massacre of Christmas in Covina, right? Oh, that's what it's called. So there's this guy called Bruce Pardo, right?
Yeah.
And him and his wife were like going through it.
Mm-hmm.
One day, the wife filed a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So that means he's going to have to be paying like $1,500 a month just to pay for the divorce, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, fuck that. So when Christmas came around, he got invited to one of the parties
yeah.
for his in-laws. He dressed up that as Santa,
mm-hmm.
and in his bag that he took with him, he had 4 handguns.
Oh, this is real?
And a flamethrower.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So this is what happens. So 11:30, everyone is having a great time, right?
Yeah.
11:30 comes out. He knocks on the door. Boom. Opens the door. His little niece ran to him, right? Because yeah. he's dressed up as Santa. He wants to give him a hug.
Yeah.
He took out the handgun, shot her straight in the face.
What the f, bro?
As soon as that happened, everyone started panicking. Boom. At this point, he was just spraying.
No way this is real.
This is Bruce Pardo. You can look it up. And the person that filed the divorce was Sylvia Pardo.
What the
This hell? Is all in Covina, California.
This guy did like a whole massacre dressed as Santa Claus.
Yes, bro. And then once he left, he went to his brother's house. He took his handgun and just killed himself.
Damn.
That's messed up.
Definitely not right in the head, though.
I don't know, man.
Was it just like a...
I think it was just like... Because he was
like
angry.
Like a revenge thing?
Yeah, yeah. It was like an angry, I don't want to pay for this divorce.
Damn.
Yeah.
On Christmas?
Yeah.
This was on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
What the
fuck? Damn, they were having a Christmas party. And the flamethrower that he bought was humongous. Like, he was spray... Like, it could go 50 feet in the air. He was just spraying
it. How the hell did he get a flamethrower, though?
Handmade. What the fuck? Yeah, it was a handmade flamethrower. That's what I read.
That's some like wild shit.
That reminded me of what do you call this? Because I finally watched Project X.
Yeah.
On Netflix. Because finally on Netflix, the guy at the end of the movie where he had the flamethrower.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That shit was fire, man. Oh my god.
Nah, I think because Elon Musk got a lot of backlash when he made his flamethrower.
Yeah, yeah.
Because why would you need a flamethrower? Like, if you think about it.
Yeah, I know.
If you think about it, out of anything, out of any weapon in the world, a flamethrower.
Yeah, that it's low-key an overrated weapon because it's only good in like short distance.
No, you can throw that shit far.
Really?
You can throw that shit kind of far.
But like, if I see you walking, no, like,
you can hit someone like freaking, I'm pretty sure like 25 feet.
Compared to an AR, that's just not.
But like splash damage, bro. Yeah. Like if you're in a crib or something.
Yeah, splash damage is crazy. Because the amount of damage that the guy at the end of the movie of Project X did was crazy.
Yeah.
Because that shit was shooting far. Pause.
Why pause?
Like, shooting far? What do you mean? That shit was shooting far.
That's not even pause.
It is pause.
You're good. No. Nah, but why would... Because look. Imagine in like a zombie apocalypse or anything, bro. Yeah. What's it like go-to weapon? Like a gun or like a sword or anything?
Yeah, like an AK-47.
Who's gonna have a flamethrower? Who in the right mind is gonna have like a flamethrower, bro?
Yeah.
Fire.
I know. It's gotta be heavy to carry too.
Do you know those things called, those people called pyros, pyrotech?
Yeah, pyros.
Yeah, and they just love like burning shit.
Yeah, in Call of Duty Modern Warfare, they're like, pyros are in your area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, and then like they would be either suicide bombers or the ones that when you die, they just blow up.
Damn.
Yeah.
I think the first like flamethrower was in, I think Vietnam, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That was when they first started using it. That's crazy.
That's a crazy choice of weapon.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the ray gun for someone to actually make a in-life ray gun. Like laser, nuclear. Like you shoot it out and like you just instantly die.
Yo, they're saying there's like a whole conspiracy that there's Elon? there's this invisible gun that will shoot gamma at you and then make you get cancer.
Oh my god, that's is the ray gun.
But if that's like a ray gun.
Yeah.
That's a ray gun in a sense because we can't see that shit. It's not green.
Yeah.
It's not green.
Oh my
right?
goodness.
But imagine like you have like a assassin. Instead of shooting you with a bullet, bro, he just waits for time and then like you're gonna die anyway.
Yeah.
Like imagine the next year you get called like, oh, you have this and this and this because you got shot with a gamma gun. That's the future, right? That's the future. Yo, I think the more technology we get, there's just the more dangerous and the more evil the world is going to be.
For sure.
Feel like the less, the better we're off, to be honest.
Oh, fuck. But I'm not a hater of technology. Like, I love technology.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But the fact that it is getting to the point where robots can, like, do certain shit that we can do, that they're not supposed to be doing, like emotions.
You know what I think it is, bro? I think it's more of, like, because it's so new, we don't have any responsibility with it.
Yeah.
You get me? So we indulge.
We're not even, like, monitoring it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're like, exactly. Oh, this is not bad. It's just advancing.
No, even just, like, for example, just spending too much time on your phone.
Oh, yeah.
That's one great example. Mm-hmm. Like spending too much time on your phone.
Yeah.
Like before we just do that shit and then we think there's no repercussions.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are some real repercussions like mental health.
Yeah, for sure.
Depression, whatever, maybe anxiety. I'm pretty sure using your phone over like 8 hours prolonged time increases anxiety like 50%, something crazy like that.
I feel like Gen Z specifically, a very depressed generation, just because their normal average screen time is always 11. Whenever I ask someone what their screen time is, like a teen like me, 12 hours, 11 hours, 9 hours.
Damn.
And like, you know why though? Because it's like, what do you call this? We have so much apps that we were just sucked into. And then boom, once we have more screen time, we get more sleepy. We get more sleepy, we're just depressed all the time. We have no energy.
Yeah. And we just don't like to, dive into things that aren't on this now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this is like a whole world in itself. Mm-hmm. And my accountant even told me this too. He's like, yo, it's so crazy how nothing can happen around you here, like physically here.
Yeah, yeah.
But once you go on that phone, it's a whole nother world.
Yeah.
Like you're literally talking to people across the country.
Mm-hmm. We're so connected.
All at the same time. Yeah. And then boom, there's so many different like realms in the internet you can go down into.
Yeah.
Right. So in a sense, it kind of keeps us more connected where you can find communities. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of that thing of like, you'll never break out of your physical here.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause it, let's say you have your world here, you're comfortable here, that becomes your bubble, right?
Yeah.
And then if your bubble is here, you don't have a reason to go out, mm-hmm. then there's no point.
Cause you're already connected through the phone. Like, oh, I'm too lazy to go out, man. Let me just see what other people are doing.
Yeah. And I think that's the big reason why a lot of men, especially like the newer generation, this is real. Remember this fact?
Yeah.
No, the men that don't, that are still like virgins, that don't
social
that,
media
no that don't like go out and date girls because of what? Because of guess what the cause is? Everybody knows the cause.
Oh, video games?
No, not even, bro. It's porn, fam.
Oh, porn.
It's porn. You know why? Because look, it's a sense of like reward, right? Mm-hmm. So okay, physically, right?
Yeah.
We have an instinct, like almost even like animal instinct,
yeah,
to better ourselves so that we can go out and get then, somebody to mate,
yeah,
right? Like that's kind of our whole animal instinct. That's our purpose as
as a
being, you know what I mean? So let's say all you do is fucking jerk off and then bust nuts, bro.
I know that's
then you have no energy or you have no desire.
The post nut clarity is crazy.
Exactly, you have no desire to go out there and do it.
Yeah, because everyone that I've heard of, you know that after you do it and then you look in the mirror and they're like, oh, I'm ashamed of myself.
Yeah.
It's tough. And like even you relate that to the real world, porn is nothing like sex. Even porn stars say this.
Yeah.
Like in porn, you see the no communication, like fucking, you just see the guy, oh, here's a pizza.
I know.
Open the pizza box, suck my dick. Like what? Yeah. If you did that in a real life, oh, here's a pizza and you fucking, your dick is in the pizza, that's rape, bro. That's fucking, that's bad, bro.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't go straight from, hey, I'm your neighbor, to fucking.
Because it's become such a like, this, they know what the product is now and they can only vamp it up from there. It's just like music, bro.
Yeah.
The more creative the music gets, mm-hmm. the even more creative later it becomes, the more weirder it becomes because it has to appeal.
Yeah.
And it's hard to go from like regular, bro. You can't go like something crazy and go to regular.
Oh, yeah. There's a theory that someone told me.
Yeah.
That said, if you are constantly jerking off or beating your meat,
yeah,
in the future, you lose eyesight.
No, that's the thing.
Have you heard that?
Yeah. That's what people say. That's what people
what
say.
The fuck?
That was the whole, I think that came out in like the 80s or something. Like when this part of the
I thought people just said that for like guys and girls to stop beating their meat.
Yeah, that's why.
But is it actually true though?
It's like, not true. Are you dumb? Okay,
exactly. Why is
that? How that should be true?
Then why did you say it was true? You're like, yo, that's true.
No, but that's what people say.
Okay,
I'm just saying that's what people. That's no way that's true.
Of course.
What the heck? What? But my friend John, John, he told me something, and this is so true, bro. This shit is so true.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yo, my family's investing in hearing aids. Because why?
Why?
Because our generation right now, we're listening to very loud music. We're going to concerts, going to the club.
Yeah.
We don't really realize how bad our hearing is gonna get when we're older.
I know.
Cause the elders now, right?
Yeah.
A lot of them weren't exposed to loud music like that.
Yeah.
But the ones that were, you can see like they're deaf. They can't hear. Even eyesight, man.
You know, one of the biggest things, my friend in the elementary school.
Yeah.
He was, cause my mom told me, you know, that volume line.
Yeah.
She said, never go past the half. Okay. While you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So my friend, whenever he was in class, I could hear the music that was coming out of his headphones.
I could never do that, man.
And he would always, but now, especially like right now, I am always getting the notification on your iPhone where it says audio exposure.
Really?
You get those?
Nah.
I always, because my music always blasting 100%.
Oh, you always put it high?
Yeah. Yeah, because once you put it high, you're used to it. You can't go down anymore.
Oh, shit. I never listen to loud though.
Really?
I always listen to like quiet because I kind of like to hear my surrounding.
No, I'm like tuned in to like,
really you like that's blast
why,
that shit?
That's why AirPods are not, they're not like loud enough for me anymore.
Wow.
I go in my car.
You put it like full blast?
Yes.
Damn.
That's like, not almost good, almost full blast. That's why whenever I get the audio exposure, like, oh, for the week, your audio exposure has been exposed. I just, I'm like, what?
For the week, your audio exposure has been
Exceeded.
There's a maximum on your audio.
damn. Yeah. But as a kid, I'm like, as a teen, I'm like, okay, bro, I'm still young and shit. So I'm not really thinking about the consequences, but everything does come up with the consequence.
Yeah, shit. I didn't even know, bro.
That's why when I get in my car, I love being in the car because I can just flip full volume.
Man, I don't like that though. I don't know why.
Really?
Because I feel like for me especially, mm-hmm. if I'm listening to music, I do like to have those times where like I'm zenned in.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't like not being able to hear what's around me.
Yeah.
Just the fact of like, what if somebody pops in right now and tries to fight? You know? Like, what if someone
in your bedroom though?
Yeah. Like, bro, okay, I have what a funny story. Wait, did I tell this story?
No, you didn't.
Bro.
Let me see.
So one night, right? Yeah. One night. This is already a late night, bro. I was uh-huh. tired. So I'm sleeping. I go to sleep. Uh-huh. And what do I wake up to?
What?
My house alarm. Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, shit.
Bro, house alarm blasting.
Yeah.
Me, I get up right away. I grab that katana, fam. Huh? And I run upstairs like ASAP. Drop that shit. This shit falls on the floor. Everything breaks here.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? I ran upstairs, bro. I'm like, it's go time, right? It's go time. So I look at the door.
Yeah.
And it's my sister. And she like malfunctioned the alarm.
And she's then I'm standing like, there like,
bro, but what? Yeah, she's like, what's going on?
Lie?
Like, oh, what the fuck? I was so pissed, bro.
Yeah.
When I came back downstairs, mm-hmm. I look at my room. It's like a mess.
I know.
And then I'm just sitting there. I'm like, whew, like I was shaking.
Yeah.
I was shaking. Because imagine from deep slumber.
Yeah.
You wake up and it's go time.
That's a big fear too.
I think what it was though is because I always had like that fear of somebody might come and try to get me. Like, I got to be ready. Like, even when I was a kid, for no reason, maybe it's because I watched a lot of movies growing up, but I always had that fear, like, what if there's, like, home invasion? What if somebody's, like, busting in? What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. Right? And it's kind of dope because I got to see, like, how fast I was. You're like, yeah.
You're
bro, it was ready. Like robot. It was literally like robot. Like, I was there. Boom, eyes open. Yeah. I hear the alarm. I didn't even have time to comprehend what's going on.
Yeah.
It was just all automatic. Boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Yeah. I've never had one of those stories. Like, thank God. Mm-hmm. But I remember one time on my like road.
Yeah.
I was still very small. And there was like these drunk adult teenagers mm-hmm. having a party, right? And they were throwing bottles at each other.
Oh,
it was getting bad. My dad had to go outside.
Yeah.
I'm like, Dad, why are you going outside? They're drunk. They're probably gonna like curse at you for no reason and attack you, right?
Yeah.
And then boom, we just all I was ready there with my bat. Like if something happens, if they come close to the area, man, you're getting swung on by like an 8-year-old kid, bro. I don't care.
I remember I saw this video. I'm gonna send you the video
okay.
There's this dad and this little kid.
Yeah.
They're arguing with like this store owner for something.
Yeah.
And then the store owner was yelling at the kid like, yo, if I was your dad, I would have smacked you. And then when he said that, the kid smacks the store owner.
What? You have a video of this?
The kid smacks the store owner, man.
You have a video of this?
Nah, I saw it somewhere online. Oh, it was funny, bro. God. Yeah, but this kid, like, no hesitation. Like, he was yelling at him, and then smack, boom. Yeah.
No lie, there's definitely been positions where, like, the kid is really, like, rowdy, and the parents just letting it go. Sometimes I just want to be like, yo, control your kid.
Yeah, I know, but...
Like one time in church, bro, this kid cried for the whole mass. I'm like, yo... Have the courtesy to take your kid out of church.
Yeah, for me, I just feel embarrassed.
Exactly. It's like secondhand cringe.
Yeah, exactly. But maybe they're just so over it because they're so used to it. Then like they don't even hear it no more.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what it is more times, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
like if you're so used to something going on, that's why it's good to be used to like, I guess, harsh environments because anything else is going to be like paradise. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Have you ever been in your friend's house when they got paged by their parents?
Nah.
Word. I've had one where my parents paged me in front of my friends.
Really?
Like, Devin, come upstairs right now.
What did you do?
I don't remember what it was, but they just paged me. All my friends were like, oh. I cried and like I had to wipe my tears when I came back down.
I never got like yelled at like crazy. I don't know, I have, but it wasn't nothing serious. Mm-hmm. Nothing that I would recollect, but... Yeah. One of the biggest ones I remember was in elementary school, bro.
Just bad kid Carlos in elementary.
Yeah, no, I think that's when I had like my
your
bad
peak.
Yeah, my bad kid face.
Yeah,
like the peak of like negativity and freaking like menacey.
Menacey, not even a word. Black Air Force Carlos.
Yeah, energy, bro.
Oh my God.
So I remember this one time. Mm-hmm. Damn, looking back, I was a bad kid, man. Yeah. This was like music class, and we're supposed to be quiet. But I was like doing shit to like make everybody laugh while we're supposed to be quiet. And that's the worst, right?
Yeah.
When we're all like, And we're like holding that lab. We're like holding that lab.
Those are the best ones.
So I was doing, I forgot what I was doing. I was like doing some shit with my hands. Yeah, yeah. Trying to make people laugh.
Yeah.
And then, bro, the music teacher came up to me and she was like yelling in my face. Literally, like, imagine this is my face.
Uh-huh.
She was right here.
Okay.
Literally right here yelling. And that was the craziest I ever been yelled at in my life. I still remember her.
Mm.
I still remember her. I can see her in my nightmares, fam.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit is so close and it was almost like traumatizing. So I can only imagine the kids that grew up with really strict parents that would do that to them for every sure. single day, how would they turn out? Do you think they would turn out good or worse?
That worse.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
But I feel like they'd just be timid.
I don't know, man. It really all depends on the person. Why? Look how you turned out. You turned out okay, timid.
I'm timid. I'm nah. I guess kinda.
Yeah.
I have times where like I don't really wanna, because I'm a mix. I'm like intro extro, yeah. You know, I'm not really hella extroverted. I'm not really hella introverted.
I don't know, but there was a story. There was another story where you know how in the last episode,
yeah,
I said yo, all Kevins are dickheads, and yeah. only because I had a bad experience with a Kevin.
What did Kevin say, bro?
So this is what happened, right? So we were at the age where you know you call your mom when she picks you up, just hi mom, right?
Yeah.
But when my mom picked me up, I was like hi mommy. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So all the kids, especially Kevin, he exaggerated. He's like, you call your mom mommy, right? Right? And I was like, I was furious, right? I was like, yo, mom, these guys are bullying me, bro. Like, that was the first, like,
really? Bully.
They were making fun of me for calling my mom mommy.
Word.
Right? I was so excited to see her. I'm like, hi, mommy, right?
Yeah.
Just the normal kid shit, right? So I remember this was during winter. I took, when we were doing the Harlem Shake Challenge. And this is when, like, when the music goes off, you're allowed to push, you're allowed to do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a snowball and I was like, okay, this is it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm allowed to hit people. So I took a snowball and Kevin had glasses.
Yeah.
I chucked a snowball at his thing, broke his glasses. He didn't know who it came from.
Mm-hmm.
We started crying. I was like, huh, that's what Kevin's get. Never figured out.
This guy hates Kevin's to this day.
I hate Kevin's to this day.
I never had a bad experience with like a name that I would remember.
And Kevin was the first. Yo, going back to the porn shit.
Yeah.
Kevin was the first one to like my first glimpse of like of seeing porn. Because, you know, we were all like kids, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we were at a sleepover and then we didn't know what porn was, right? And Kevin was a horny ass kid, right?
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. He was like, yo, let's go on this site, right? And, you know, we were so paranoid. We were like, We ducked out the camera when we went on the site. And then he was like, Gavin, you were still in the camera. They see you. I was so pissed. I was actually like scared. I was dead ass scared for my life. Cause I'm like, no, they see me. Right. And I was like, yo, I was so scared, bro. But yeah, it was just Kevin bullying me the whole time.
I can see you being like afraid though. Yeah, I can see you being like, oh shit, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
You're still kind of like that. You're always worried, bro.
I know.
I remember John told me, and I think you told me the same story too.
Okay.
How he saw you like super worried and like the thing. Why is the security guard coming?
Oh yeah, bro. Nah, okay.
John works security.
Yeah, okay.
At the mall. Gavin was at the mall.
Okay, so here's the story. I'm gonna tell the story. I was at the mall buying like presents for my mom, right?
Yeah.
So I go into Pandora. Boom, everything's normal. I go into a flower shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I look, and my our friend John is a security guard at the mall. I totally forget, right? I'm looking at these things, right? And there's a security guard like directly looking at me. So
yeah,
and I'm like, I glimpse and I don't know it's John. I was like, okay, it's just an Asian security guard. I'm not doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom. I cash out at the register. He's still eyeing me.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? So I go out the store and then he grabs me. He's like, yo.
I'm like, I know your heart dropped right there.
I was like, what did I do, right? I'm like, I did. I can show you my receipt. But
yeah,
he's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yo, Gavin, what's up? Oh my God, it's John. It's just all around, like, crazy.
There's so many times where I see you like get in trouble. Like, remember we went on the Go Train that one time,
and then you didn't
pay your ticket or whatever. You bought like a kid's ticket,
bro.
This is the exact moment where I knew if Gavin ever gets in trouble and I'm in trouble with him,
no.
He's snitching.
I didn't snitch.
No, but you folded under pressure. Yeah, yeah. Oh my 100, god, 100.
Because that. Oh my, tell the story. Oh my god,
my gosh, heart's still beating for that shit. So on the Go Train, he was trying to finesse it,
yeah.
And he bought a kid's ticket rather than an adult ticket,
yeah,
because you don't want to pay the full price.
No, I didn't out of my will, I wanted to pay the full price. I always pay the full price.
Yeah.
You and the girl we were with, the worst influences.
Are you dumb? I told you not to. No, no. I told you not to.
It was like the nice kid going with the bad kids for the first time.
I paid full price with my Presto,
and
bro.
Both of you guys' characteristics are like bad person.
Nah,
tendencies.
You're tripping. Yeah, it was literally you. It was literally you. I remember the story differently.
Oh, no.
I literally never do that, fam.
It's got to be the friend that we were with, because I was going to pay full price.
I remember... You're tripping. It was literally you're trying to finesse it. So here's the thing, though. Nah, you're looking back now because you, that was your first time trying to finesse and it didn't finesse.
No, it didn't. Cause she was like, yo, just get the kids ticket. I always get the kids ticket. So I'm like, yeah, I remember that.
But I it wasn't me. You can't say it was me.
Okay. Maybe
you cannot say it's me.
But you tried to. But you got it too, though.
No, I got it because I forgot to tap. I was smart. I was smart, bro. I was smart. I just forgot to tap.
So so you're fine. Your crime wasn't
now. Listen. So the security guard comes over. Ticket check. Ticket. You know what time it is.
My heart dropped.
Bro, I look at Gavin. The face he always makes in the elevator when he's walking alone, whatever.
Yeah.
This guy's wide-eyed, yo.
Yeah.
So security guard comes over. He's like, let me see your tickets.
Mm-hmm. I'm shaking. I'm saying,
Gavin takes out. Robin takes out. That girl takes out.
Yeah.
Checks the tickets. And boom. Child ticket. They're like, you guys don't look like childs.
You guys don't look like children, bro.
You know how much it is to pay? $200. You going to pay $200? No, it was, I think, $300.
It was $300. It was more.
And then Gavin was shook.
Yeah.
Gavin was shook. He was like, bro, I don't even think you said anything.
I was the first, bro. They interviewed me first.
Yeah, I don't think you said anything.
So I had to make the excuse. I had to come up with an excuse. So my partner that also had a child ticket can go off of that excuse. Mm. But I had nothing.
he gave up. He gave up on the spot. Oh, he's like, and it was raps. It was like a teacher trying to page a student for not doing his homework. But he asked me, right?
Yeah.
And then this is how I finesse it.
No, you were calmer just because you had an excuse. You were like, oh, I didn't tap. Mine was I actually like committed a crime.
So dumb. So I tapped my card on his thing, the checker, and then it's not working. So I'm like, oh, I put money on the card to tap. Put money on the card to tap.
You had an easy excuse.
You can check my receipt. Mm-hmm. Pull out the receipt. Boom. I was supposed to tap.
Yeah.
You can check the time. Mm-hmm. I put money on there.
Yeah.
I was in the clear.
Yeah. But that's easy. If we all had Presto cards, it would be easier. But the fact that I didn't have a Presto card yet, I bought a ticket that says child thing. So
I don't know why he did that, man.
I don't know either. It was a bad influence.
It's so dumb because we even have a friend that tried to do that. And he's the most like mature looking friend you can think of. This guy has a full beard. He's probably the tallest out of us. And he buys child tickets. How are you going to buy a child ticket and look like the Big Show, bro?
Oh, my God. No, but what I did, low-key, is a finesse, too. Because look, this is what I did. Okay, so when the security guard came, right?
Yeah.
I looked at my friend and I'm like, yo, what are we going to do? What are we going to do, right?
Oh, you're going to run to the washroom?
I was going to run to the washroom, but it was too late.
Yeah.
But I acted. This is what I did. Carlos doesn't know this. I acted scared. So I was like, oh my God, can you forgive me? And what I did, he didn't find me anything. He was like, don't worry,
guys. That's the biggest cap.
Did I get let off? Because he saw how scared I was.
No, that was natural scaredness, fam.
I was acting.
That was literally in your blood.
Fam, I always think two steps ahead. Come on, man. And then he was like, don't worry, fam. It's like, I see how scared you are. Like, just pay for the full thing next time.
No, he's still cheese. No. He didn't say it like that. I remember it differently. It differently. This guy was pressed. He's like,
nah.
Y'all better fix up because you're adults now.
Bro, there were so many options going through my mind. Is either run to the washroom or just fake sleep. Because fake sleep, they're not allowed to touch you and wake you up.
I had this idea, right? I never told you this idea.
Okay, yeah.
But I always wanted to pull a prank on you one day.
What?
And then just...
If you did, man. Oh, my God.
And just have, like, these menacing criminals, like, break in and just, like...
You're crazy. You're crazy.
Like, fake criminals.
That's bad. Because someone would get hurt. I would hurt them.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. What? You think if my life was on the line?
Bro, no. But I'm talking like mobsters, fam. Like, okay, imagine.
Yeah. Oh, mobsters. I would be scared shitless.
Yeah.
I'd be scared shitless. I think anyone would be scared to if actually
I'd be scared too. Yes, exactly. I'd be scared too.
Exactly.
So no, I just want to see how you react though. Like even just putting you into like a in like a police negotiation or like interrogation.
Bro.
Putting you in that position. I just want to see like put a hidden camera or something.
I'm telling you, fam, if there's more benefit in me telling and snitching, I'm taking the money, bro.
No.
Anyone would. You feel me?
No, of course. Exactly. I see you doing that. It's just funny.
Yeah, I know. It is.
I want to tell one more ghost story before we end it off.
Okay. I have some too.
All right. Damn, that was a long story we talked about, though.
We could have got more because there's way more stories of just us having like funny situations together.
Yeah, we'll save those for more episodes. But since it's the Christmas episode, we'll talk about Christmas story.
Yes, sir.
So apparently it's a real story though.
Okay.
This is like one of those Reddit threads where they actually share like real paranormal experiences.
Reddit is like probably the scariest shit to go on at like 4 a.m.
It's scary because there's this one site and they post like actual pictures, literally like phone pictures of real people. They're just taking pictures in the room of shit they actually see, right?
Yeah.
So this is one story how this girl, she got like a candy cane gift, right? It was like a picture and a candy cane like taped onto it.
Okay.
And it was like a little boy holding a candy cane and there's a candy cane on it, right? Yeah. Almost like one of those mail flyers, you can imagine.
Yeah.
So she brought the letter into her home.
Yeah.
And she put it on the fridge and it's like, oh, it's nice, whatever. Right?
Okay.
So she takes the candy cane, eats it, puts the picture on her fridge. Well, she walks away.
Yeah.
Now when she walks back, she looks at the picture, right?
Okay.
And she's like looking closely and she's like, yo, one of the hands, it looks like it moved like a little bit, like a centimeter or whatever. She's like, she's looking at it like, why is it like moving? It looks off.
Yeah, it looks off.
So she walks away. She comes back and she sees like the boy's hand like reaching out with the candy cane.
To her?
Yeah, reaching out. Like it almost looks like the picture was like this. And then now the picture's like this.
She looks and now it's like.
Yeah, now the picture's like this.
That.
So what happens is she walks away. Mm-hmm. She comes back and it's full-fledged, like the candy cane's coming out. So she takes it, she rips it up, throws it in the garbage, bro.
Yeah.
And she walks away and she's like, what the fuck was that? What the hell is going on, right?
Yeah, why would you take
it? And then her husband comes home, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, oh, I got this candy cane. like a little kid. A little kid sold me a candy cane.
Yeah.
And she's like, what did the little kid look like? Right? Mm-hmm. So she gets the picture that she ripped up, puts it together, and asks him, is this the kid? He's like, that's the same kid I saw on the bus.
Nah, what the fuck? No, that's too coincidental to like not be like, oh my goodness.
Bro.
Like imagine like have you ever experienced something like that where you like you see a picture of a kid, like maybe at the thrift store in the painting, but then when you're walking you see him again?
Yo, I think I seen that before in like museums, man.
Yeah.
Like sometimes this is so weird. This is so weird, but I remember seeing like a face in a painting at a museum.
Yeah.
And then later walking around and I saw a person's face like looks exactly like that guy.
Word.
But I think that maybe it's just my mind playing with me just because it reminds me of it. Like it resembles it.
Yeah.
But it's so weird. It's almost like a simulation thing where the first time you see it, you're going to see it again.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true. But especially with museums, I think the night in the museum traumatized me like completely because I don't like, that's the first thing where inanimate objects can come to life at night.
Yeah.
So that like that triggers my like fear of that. For sure.
Did you watch Krampus?
Who?
Krampus. You watch that?
Krampus. Krampus is a Christmas urban legend.
Yeah.
It's like it's the goat devil, right?
It's like the devil of Christmas. Like the devil is like the evil version of Santa.
Yeah. Class. So like the it's like kind of a boogeyman. So if the kids are supposed to be really good, or else Krampus is gonna come to you and kill you on Christmas.
Yeah. We watched it. We watched that movie in last night. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a movie. Yeah.
Oh shit,
bro. You know the Naughty and Nice list, right?
Yeah.
You know there's like a dark origin for like the Naughty and Nice list?
No, I didn't know.
So the original Naughty and Nice list, this is like real history of Santa Claus. Like one of the first original folklore of Santa, St. Nicholas, was St. Nicholas was actually someone that saves kids from ogres.
Okay.
From this ogre that eats kids. So this Naughty and Nice list, he would write the good kids he would keep and the naughty ones he would feed to the ogre. Yeah. No, this is like This is crazy because it's like a real, this is real history.
Yeah.
Like this is the first folklore of Santa. Oh like the God. Stories of Santa, these are one of the original creations of it.
Yeah.
That's where it stems from, fam.
There's a crazy theory, speaking of Christmas movies. So Home Alone.
Yeah.
So this is a very popular one that Gus is actually the devil.
The bully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in one of the scenes, Kate McAllister says that I would even sell my soul to the devil to go back home to Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there's even a timestamp in the movie, right? So, boom, this is what Gus does.
Yeah.
So, even before she goes to, like, the plane attendant, Gus goes up to her and says, oh, I'll drive you back to Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
So, where this happens, this exchange happens, it's all about the location. So, an airport, they met out in the crossroads. So the theory is that the devil, whenever you're supposed to sell your soul to the devil or exchange something
you
with the devil,
you meet at the crossroads.
You meet at the crossroads. Yeah. So what happened? Gus offered her a ride and she took it. And that was the exchange of the, I want to sell my soul. I want to go back to Chicago. I'll offer you this ride.
Damn, and they left that in there.
Yeah, and they left it in here.
What the fuck?
I mean, it's all about the location though. It's like the crossroad is crazy to me.
Yeah, because the original story of the man that first sold his soul to the devil was this musician.
Yeah.
You heard of him?
Yeah.
So he was like this guitar player.
Yeah.
He wasn't good at all. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, he came back from the crossroads. Mm-hmm, yeah. And that's where he said he met the quote unquote the devil, which granted him the power to play guitar amazingly.
Word.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is true, but Gus in the movie, he plays a wind instrument. I don't know what it is. It might be a clarinet or a flute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? But there's a saying that certain instruments are created by the devil.
No. Lucifer is the angel of music.
Yeah, see? That's why it goes even further, because Gus plays the instrument.
Yeah. That's why they say the whole music industry
is just devil.
Is demonic.
Bro, some shit I bro. Fam.
Yeah.
Nah. Cause I noticed this more in Yeet's songs.
Mm-hmm.
There, remember in the last one I said, he said, devil on my phone told me how to get rich.
Yeah, yeah.
There was another song where he said, I had a meeting with the devil in a year I was gonna be eating. He told me I was gonna be eating.
What the fuck?
And there's more and more references.
Bro, see, cause You never know that might be real.
Yeah.
That might be real where they sell their soul.
For
they
greed.
Make sacrifices to go ahead and then get successful with music, whatever their industry is.
And rappers' main image is I'm getting money.
Yeah.
That's their whole image. If a rapper falls off, no chains, no thing.
Bro, I think it's too obvious, man. I feel like it's too obvious at this point.
Yeah.
Yo, one of the craziest theories I heard, though, like recently.
Okay.
I'm surprised I never heard about this before, but there's a crazy theory, like, about Michael Jackson still being alive.
Huh?
Yeah. No, like, this one's, like, crazy, though.
Okay.
This one's crazy, because there's this guy, right? Mm-hmm. His name is Dave.
Okay.
Bro, I'm going to show you a picture of him.
Okay.
I'm going to show you a picture of him. So people are saying, look at him.
Oh, what?
People are saying, he's Michael Jackson with facial reconstruction. So, as we know, Michael Jackson, he had like a vitiligo. And what happened was he was even part of a fire before where his face got burnt.
Yeah.
And then he had to get like plastic surgery.
Oh, shit.
Now, after Michael Jackson died, this guy came out. His name was Dave. Mm-hmm. And he said that he was friends with Michael Jackson. He was close to him.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where he came from, right? And it just so happens he was part of a fire that made his face look like this.
What the?
Around the same time when Michael Jackson died.
Nah.
Now listen to Dave's voice.
Nah.
Listen to Dave's voice. Listen to his voice and tell me that's not Michael Jackson's voice.
Okay, let me hear this. If I hear the hee-hee, I'm out of here.
Listen, listen.
Criminality.
He caused the fire?
Yeah. He is.
You're telling me that's not his voice,
okay,
man?
Keep playing it.
Doc, that's his voice, man. That's literally what, that sounds like a Michael Jackson impression.
What do you call this? The high pitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Bro, the cadence, the way it just sounds just like him, man.
Okay, but how about his like physical structures? Like, is he as tall as Michael Jackson? Like perfect, like 5 or whatever Michael Jackson?
I don't know. I gotta look into that too.
Because if that is, that's when it
then
gets
scary.
Then
it has to be for real.
Yeah.
Then it has to be for real.
That's scary, man.
But If you were that famous and you wanted to escape something.
Oh, how would I do it?
That's exactly how I would do it. What the hell?
What?
Now, also, I have my personal theory on this.
Yeah.
Is the reason that he came out
as
someone that wants to be connected to Michael Jackson is because when you're that famous, especially as a kid, and you're so used to the attention.
Yeah.
When you don't have that, you're going to miss it.
That's true.
So it would make sense for somebody that hide their identity to come back out to try and seek that attention again in some way. You get me?
I don't know, man. Because that's weird. Because why? If you want to disappear, why do you want to get the fame back?
No, that's exactly what I said. Because he was so used to it at a young... Michael Jackson was famous at a young age. Yeah, like, I know, as a boy.
For sure.
So imagine your life is... That's all you know.
Yeah.
And then now you just don't have any of it. You're going to miss it. You're telling me you're not going to miss that? 100% you will, bro. At some point, you will.
Is he blowing up recently? Like, super big?
People, like, conspiracy theorists are blowing him up.
Blowing up.
Yeah.
That's weird. It all depends on, like, the height, low-key. Because if
on the height, what if he's wearing, like, freaking the risers, bro? Nah, he's wearing Adidas Creepers.
There's a YouTube series where a guy, he's, like, he gets those people that catch people, like, investigators. And he goes around, he's like, I'm going to try and... for the whole week, try to avoid the prey that's trying to catch me. And he shaves his head. He goes to makeup. You've probably seen this.
So he tries to hide?
He tries to hide. It's on like a run? Series. Yeah, he's on the run.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, where like the manhunters.
Yeah.
Like they get professional manhunters and he's like, you're shit at your job because you can't even catch me.
Really?
So he goes and like, he does the makeup and everything and shit like that.
I would want to try that just for fun, bro. Like,
yeah. but you're going to need like, what would you do first?
To disappear?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
What he did first was, even though you got your face done, you also have to get your body done. So he was putting like a fat suit on.
Oh, that's like, smart.
Like, and the height, you got to increase your height because manhunters, they know everything about you.
That's smart, bro.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking one way to deceive someone is to just put layers upon layers of like disguises.
Word.
So I'd have like a disguise on a disguise on a disguise. So let's say I have a mask, right?
Yeah.
And then I have another mask and then I have like different skin tone.
Word.
And then that skin tone isn't my real skin tone.
Uh-huh.
And then I have like layers on layers of like, let's say I have a fat suit.
Yeah.
I have like a muscle suit under or I have something else under. Who's who at that point? So it's like a guy disguised as another guy that's disguised as another guy.
Yeah. Has any criminals you know done that?
I don't know, but I think that's the way to do it, to be honest.
That is true.
That should be the way to do it. Like, well, imagine you make fake driver's license to hide another identity that's hiding another identity.
I remember that this guy that he actually done, he tried to reconstruct his face, I think.
Yeah.
But it was... He's known as the shopping cart murderer.
What the
fuck? Right? So I think his last name is Robinson. I don't know what his first name is, but his last name is Robinson. And he goes on Tinder and like all these dating apps, right?
Mm-hmm.
He tells girls to meet him in like a public place. When he like murders the body, he puts them in like Target shopping carts and rolls them to his destination of choice.
What
so like he'll put a shopping cart in the forest where no one can see.
And
when police come and find them, they're all in shopping carts.
Damn. Yeah. This is like real.
This is real, yeah.
Did you get caught?
I don't know, man. This might still be like going on.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's tough. That's tough. Because I think the craziest one, I think I told you this, right?
Why?
There's like a hotel just made for a murderer. So he got this whole hotel that he made up and rooms would have like secret entrances so that he can hop in, murder the person, walk out, and nobody would ever find him.
Yeah.
And you know the story of Jack the Ripper?
Yeah, Jack the Ripper, yeah.
So he's from Europe, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's from Europe. Sherlock Holmes was trying to find him and shit.
Yeah, facts.
This happened in America. This happened in America.
Yeah.
But the theory is, because they never found Jack the Ripper.
Mm-hmm.
The theory is, this guy retired, but he retired at that hotel, bro. He retired at the easy work. So he was done with like breaking and entering.
He
just had them all come to him.
Don't just be aware, man, because that's what prostitutes do too. In Vegas, where do you usually link a prostitute? In a hotel.
No, though.
They're like, okay, let me come. Let's have some drinks. What's in the drink? Boom, you get murdered. You take all the money.
Yeah, or you're losing like limbs or like freaking organs, bro. Yeah,
and then they sell that.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, I know.
That's real.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the biggest fears of a lot of people going out is like if they get roofied, they wake up in the bathtub full of ice.
That's crazy. Do you have any more theories?
There was
another theory on Home Alone, you know, where Uncle Frank set up... the kid?
Nah, I never heard that one.
You don't know?
Nah.
Because like Uncle Frank is, if you really look at it in the beginning of the movie, he was already very sus. When he was in his brother's house and they were like ordering pizza, he's like, nah, don't even worry. I'm not paying. It's on my brother.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my brother. He doesn't care about no one, right?
Yeah.
So when they were going on a trip, they were like, the parents were asking, oh, what time are you going to wake up? He's like, early, 8 a.m. We have to get really quick. And he set up things in the house that made sure that Macaulay Culkin would stay in the house and they would leave him.
Oh.
So when he left them, he would hire those killers to go murder him.
Oh, to murder. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So he really didn't like that kid.
He hated that kid.
Oh, because he would always pull pranks on him, too.
Yeah, I know, yeah. That's why he's like, here's the prank, here's my revenge.
Yo, I heard this another theory about Home Alone.
Okay.
Is, you know that graveyard guy?
Okay, yeah.
The old guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think I've seen
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So there's a theory that, I think it was already in the movie too, where people thought he was a murderer. They thought he was like a serial killer or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So he turns out in the movie, if you guys haven't watched the movie, he turns out to be like the person that helps Kevin.
Yeah.
Or he sees Kevin in a different light. Mm-hmm. So there's a theory that the reason the old guy, was so inclined to help Kevin was because he saw tendencies in him as a serial killer. The same type of thinking that he had when he was a kid.
Because he's outsmarting these robbers already.
Yeah.
So he's like, I need that guy on my team.
Yeah. So every time he saw him, it was almost like he's seeing a younger version of himself.
Yeah.
So that's why he really wanted to help him.
That's like bringing an alliance on. Have you ever done that in real life? Just seen like a little kid that is like, oh, yeah, that reminds me of me, man.
Like a little...
The hustler. The little hustler.
Honestly, I never. Really? Never, nah. I never seen like a kid that reminds me of myself.
Really?
Never. You?
I see those kids that are like flipping chocolate bars in school and shit. I'm like, yo, that was me. Or like making these like clothes when they were broke. That reminds me of me too.
You ever do that 16 personalities test?
Oh, with the EPH and the ETH?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
You never done it?
Nah.
Damn. Wait,
what are you? What are you though?
Campaigner assertive.
What does that mean?
So it's just like, you want me to read it?
Yeah, nah,
I don't remember it. Because shout out Emson, because Emson posts on his story and like, oh shit, I remember doing this test before. Let me see what I'm like. Because really? I feel like, I felt like, oh, me and Emson probably have similar personality, right?
Are you guys the same?
And it turns out we have the same, but he's turbulent and I'm assertive.
Okay.
So we're still the same personality, but like different like tier or whatever.
So does it describe like how you move on a daily basis? Like what?
Kind of, yeah.
So read me yours.
All right. So a campaigner is someone who is extroverted, intuitive, feeling and prospecting personalities. They tend to embrace big ideas and actions that reflect their sense of hope and goodwill towards others. Their vibrant energy can flow in many directions.
Mm-hmm.
And
campaigners
are independent
and
creative and always on the lookout for the magic and meaning in everyday life. Yeah. So I'm like, oh shit, that's like spot on.
That's definitely you.
So some of the famous people that are this type of person, mm-hmm. that are this type of personality are Will Smith, Robert Downey Jr.
That's fire.
Spider-Man. So they did like, yeah.
Yeah, I know you're gassed.
Yeah. No, but Spider-Man was turbulent. So he's more like Emson.
Okay.
But what's it called? So Quentin Tarantino.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I think looking back now, mm-hmm. I wanted to look up to Will Smith and Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
I wanted to look up to Quentin Tarantino. Yeah. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I wanted to look up to all these people. Uh-huh. And it just turns out that's how I grew up. So I think that's really how we become our personality traits, mm-hmm. is by who we really look up to.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's literally all it is.
I know. Yeah, because what I look up to when I was a kid, Ian Connor, Joy, they're all materialistic. That's mm-hmm. why I'm so materialistic, right? Mm-hmm. Like I could be spending money on like, what do you call this? Smart investments, but mm-hmm. now I'm spending it on like clothes, because that's what they did when they got money. So that's the only thing I know.
Do you think you're gonna change out of that when you're older?
Yeah, for sure. I'm already changing out of it. I'm already like, okay, now I gotta make some passive income, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to work a day in my life no more.
Yeah.
But there's no magic number for me no more, because what I seen was like, with money you can never win, right? If you keep chasing money, you're always going to want
No,
more
you're
money.
Always going to chase it.
Yeah, you're always going to chase it.
If all you're doing is chasing it, you're not going to find a set point. You know what I mean? Because money always comes and goes.
Yeah, exactly.
In my opinion, that's how I changed my mindset. Because before I was very like money minded, especially at high school.
For sure.
I was hella money minded.
You're the hustler. You're the hustler.
Yeah. But then I started to realize like, look, money comes and goes. what's here to stay is just like what we experience.
Yeah.
The experiences we share.
I know.
The things we do with it rather than how much we're spending on a certain thing.
Exactly.
Like, and then it becomes kind of like an illusion because a lot of people, I forgot who said it. It was like this monk. He said, nah, deadass. He's like, money is literally the biggest illusion.
Yeah.
It's literally the biggest illusion.
I know.
Because it makes you want to be happy through other things when you can just be happy exactly right here. Okay. So as they force down like commercials, new products, whatever, you become more insecure. And then you become more like, I got to get this to show off to this.
I know.
So they look at me like this.
Yeah.
Instead of, this is who I am. Y'all should just like who I am because that's who I am. And if you don't, then fuck off.
Yeah. And so, and social media makes it even worse now because now it's like, oh, I got to show people that I have money. So let me buy certain clothes and certain watches, certain cars to impress somebody else.
Yeah. I don't know.
Social media.
I'm so over that, bro. Yeah. I'm so over like, why are you going to, that's so whack. Why are you going to spend money to try and like be somebody to like impress somebody? Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
In my opinion, if they don't like me for who I am, then I don't want them part of my life. You know what I mean? I don't want them looking at me in the first place.
That's one of the biggest things I had to learn. Like, not everyone is going to like you and you have to be okay with that.
Yeah, no, that's so real.
I wanted everyone to like me. But then when that certain person came where he's like, oh, no, this guy doesn't match my vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, that's my vibe that I gave off to you. I tried.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Bro, honestly, a lot of my content, fam, that shit's cringe.
Yeah.
That shit's cringe, but it's stuff that I like to do. It's fun to make.
Exactly.
And it's working.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm gonna do me.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm gonna do me. People tell you shit. See, I'm different. Yours is, even though my content's cringe, it's me, right?
Yeah.
The person I am is, even though my content's cringe, I'm making more money than you. That's my first go-to.
Oh. But look, because money doesn't last forever.
I know, but at the same time, like, obviously, like, the theory guys, I'm not the theory guy.
Yeah.
Right? So that's my, it's not technically me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, it's like the money, you feel me? You can't say but shit to me now.
I don't think you should look at,
yeah.
I don't think you should ever look at it like that.
Yeah.
Because if you're not having fun with it, then the money is the bigger part of it. But it's more for me, like, the experience, like, shit, yeah. I get to talk about this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Rather than I get to make money. Everybody can make money.
Yeah.
Everybody can make money. You can do harder jobs and make money.
Yeah, facts.
You can do easier jobs and make money. But I like doing this, right?
For sure.
That's how it is.
But yeah, man. Okay. But yeah, to end it off, hold on. I think I'm a diplomat, ENFP.
What's that?
Enthusiastic, creative, and sociable free spirit who can always find a reason to smile.
Let me see. No, that's campaigner. That's the same one.
Campaigner.
Yeah, that's campaigner. But do the test. Do the test. Okay, I'm curious. If you're like a assertive or a turbulent.
Yeah. Okay. Bet.
Because it's funny how like, do you think I'm assertive? I make sure blah blah.
Oh yeah, 100%.
I know. Now look at it like shit. I never thought of myself. Yeah,
you
like
pitched
that.
Me many times.
Like assertive. Day, damn. That's like something you'd call your teacher.
but at the same time, yeah, you are. But that's good in a leader. You need that.
Mm.
You can't like get all, none of your students can be slacking. You
know yeah. What I mean? Who's like the biggest? I never asked you this question.
Okay.
Who's like the biggest leader you ever met?
Leader that I ever met. Holy shit.
Whether it been like in school or like sports, whatever.
Oh damn. The first person that came to my mind is my older cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Like whenever we were little, he would always be the leader of the group. Like
yeah, commanding. Yeah.
Oh, this is what we're going to do next. Oh, yo, Gavin, come on my side. Mm-hmm. Right. That's why like, whenever I go into a social event,
yeah.
I always remember I said I always picture me as my cousin
because
he's that I want to act like him. He's that big like you know extrovert leader that I can always rely on.
Yeah,
yeah. So I would say my cousin.
Word.
I don't want to give out no names though. So
yeah, of course.
Yeah.
For me, this is like weird to say, but like I don't think I had like a leader to look up to, fam.
Word.
And I think I said that before, and like I don't have a mentor I ever look to, and I think that's. That's why the way I am.
Yeah, yeah. Because you have to figure it out all in yourself now.
Yeah.
Because you weren't dependent on no one. So that's your independence came from that.
Like looking back, like it would have been nice, but I don't think I ever had somebody that was like, okay, I got you. I'm gonna show you the way.
Yeah.
It was just always like, Carlos, that's you. Like you do this shit or no one's going to do it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, fam, like if I ran this podcast with anyone else of my friends, I would have been in some 360 deal. I would have been.
This joke you always
I would be. Right now, people, Jumpers Jump would probably be under someone else's name. Just because I'm like, oh my God, money? Let me sign that contract.
Yeah.
Right? But with you, it's like, nah, this is the plan, right?
Yeah. So. And that's how you got to proceed with it too, is like, you always have to make sure you know who's who.
Yeah, exactly.
You always make sure that, and always know like you got yourself. Because even in anything, bro, at the end of the day, if you don't got yourself, then you can't really rely on nobody.
You can't. That's the number one thing. Because at the end of the day, fam, when you die, it's all you.
Yeah. And that's tough, bro. Yeah. That's so tough. As crazy as it sounds, like sometimes I feel if I'm gonna like miss out on anything, if I'm missing out on like those experiences of looking up to somebody that was there for me, and then I'm looking back like, no, it's just all me. Now, do I look at it as like a selfish way, or am I looking at it as like something else? Because now everything I see, because a lot of people say, maybe you're a little bit selfish, maybe you're a little bit too like in your head, and like maybe that's one of my flaws, is I'm too self-centered.
Self-centered?
Or am I too self-centered?
There's glimpses of it, but I can't blame you. That's just how you weren't given people there to like paid you for that.
It's a weird thing. Weird. Yeah. It's weird. That's really weird that's like some deep.
But I know you're self-aware though, so that's a good thing, because sometimes you can catch yourself doing it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Like in anything, like whatever I see, I'm gonna say it exactly how it is. Yeah, I'm not afraid to show like my weakness.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't brag and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like so. It is, if something's cool, it's cool. If it's like weak, it's weak.
Oh man.
You want to end it there?
Yeah, we should end it there.
All right, thank you everyone for watching this episode of Jumpers Jump, the special Christmas episode. Merry Christmas to all of you guys.
Yes, sir. Hope you guys get all the presents you want. If you don't, sucks.
If you guys haven't already, join the Discord. Follow us on Instagram, all that good stuff.
Facts. We also have the YouTube Shorts channel, so Jumpers Jump's clips. Go subscribe to that. We're going to be posting more on there.
And yeah, Jumpers Jump out.
Deuces.